Blog Talk Radio.
This next song is going out to Comcast, Time Warner, Xfinity, calling yourself these days. We hate you. Please stop.
Yeah.
Anybody else out there notice that their Comcast and everything is just their Time Warner, whatever it is in your area, it's crazy.
Yes, it has been. And it's not just me. You know, I thought it was just me. They tell me, oh, no, it's your router. It's your router. Fine. I'm not using my router. No, it's still going up and down. So I call a girlfriend of mine that's in the area. I know we have the same internet. And she's like, no, mine's been going up and down all day, too. And we were trying to talk to each other on Skype, and we were both crashing at the same time.
Yes. Same here.
So,
same here.
Yeah, was not just my connection. And, I mean, and usually I'll blame it on, you know, I live in the boonies, this, that, and the other. No, no. This was just straight up being annoying.
Well,
you know what else is in?
What?
Go ahead. No. Go ahead. You're gonna jump in. Go ahead.
I called last night and was told it's my router. Now, I know you all have heard this excuse before. I have a brand new, and I mean it's so new, there's not even fingerprints on it. Apple router. No, it is not my router, Comcast. Sarcastic smile.
Yeah. Well, see, I've had mine for 2 years, so I was willing to believe it was my router.
Mm-mm.
But no, it's not my router. If I have my router unplugged and I'm using just straight to the modem, and I've had it reset and all that fun stuff, no, I shouldn't be having these issues if it's just my router.
I think
and that my girlfriend is having these same issues too, at the same time.
So
we're in
my
the same
cousin.
Area.
So is my cousin. Same time, same area. So we know it's you. We've already come up to the conclusion that it's you, Comcast. We are crazy, not stupid.
Yes. Keep going, Comcast. I'm about to file another BBB complaint on y'all again.
I think that I think it's that they're doing their digital conversion, and they should probably just say that. A statement saying we're converting everything and you may experience some intermittent downtime goes a long way as opposed to when we call you, you say, oh, it's your router, it's you, it's not us, it's never us. You girls out there get this when you're dating the crazy guy that says, oh, I'm not crazy, you are.
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
You see him at the movies with the other girl, oh, no, you didn't see me, that wasn't me. Something wrong with your eye. No, that's what's going on here. No, we're going to break up, Comcast. I will leave you for AT&T. I will leave you. And I hate AT&T almost as much as I hate you. I will leave you for them. Leave you.
If I had another cable choice in the area, I would totally leave them in a heartbeat.
I can't leave them. I don't have another internet choice, unfortunately, other than Clear. And Clear Internet is still a baby. They haven't quite got the same type of power just yet. But the second they do, I am so gone.
Yes. So mother flipping gone. And yes, I censored myself there even though I didn't want to. I hate you, Time Warner. Y'all have no idea how badly I want to go down there and like just make a sign and protest in front of your place. Because this is ridiculous.
People out there, let us know. Drop by our forums, drop by our site, Twitter us. Let us know if you're having the same issues with Comcast so that we can harass them. We need them to get on their game. Quit lying to us. Pay you too much money for you to lie to me.
No kidding. If you're going to charge me a couple $100 a month just for internet access because I don't have another choice, yeah, you better fix your crap. This is not right. This is beyond wrong.
This is some bull.
This is some bull. This is some bull crap right here. That's exactly what this is.
All right. So, shall I?
Either you or me. Yeah, either way.
I'll do one. Because yesterday we sat through a very boring, disgustingly boring conference call.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, wow. So we'll share the figures with you, and then I'll tell you what we had to, what we came up with, or what we came away with. There's a couple of analysts, of course, questioning the high price of the PopCap deal. This is from Andrew Hanager and over at GI.biz. I think we heard him on the call talking. You guys make boring gaming so boring sometimes. yeah, Cohen Group. Yeah, he was one of the ones talking. He's questioning the high price that EA paid for PopCap games. And, of course, he was full of questions about how much money they spent, how much money they made. If you didn't hear about it yesterday, of course, EA snatched up PopCap for a measly $650 million in cash and $100 million in stock. And potentially another $550 million tied to their future earnings, tied to PopCap's future earnings. And if the company fulfills these targets, the deal could be worth as much as $1.35 billion, which is nearly 10 times EA's predicted calendar year 11 earnings of $145 million. Now, however, to meet all of EA's requirements, the Cohen Group is estimating that PopCap would need to achieve a 45% revenue growth rate, blah, 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 blah. Any of you out there care about any of this stuff? No, we didn't either. We were on the call. Extremely boring.
No.
Extremely boring.
I was trying to make myself pay attention. I was like, I don't care.
But sometimes we got to sit in on these. Yay. So what questions that we have, we didn't get to actually ask. However, I did manage to get one of the corporate reps to respond. It's John Raceberg from the corporate communications office. We asked questions you want to know the answer to, because unless you got stock in EA, and even if you do, you really don't care. You just want to know if it's up or down that day. We asked him, what does this mean for PopCap's games, basically? And is PopCap going to become a part of Origin? Will PopCap's game be exclusively available on Origin and no longer on your Xbox or PlayStation? That's the stuff you want to know, right? Because some of you out there are hardcore Zuma and Bejeweled people, and you only play on whatever it is you play on. Some of you are just on Xbox. I'm going to say Zuma probably was just Xbox because it was a Microsoft creation, and it was just on Xbox. It is on Facebook now, but, you know, we'll see. So John Raceberg responded back. Thank you so much, John. He said, we're sorry, Game Matrix, we can't tell you anything. No, his exact quote is, we don't have any specifics to announce about today's announcement and how it will integrate with EA's Origin consumer service. He says, as more information is available, we'll be able to share a little more. But in the meantime, you PopCap people should not expect any changes or anything like that. Everything's okay. Play your Zuma. Breathe. It's all right.
You know, I want to play. I got to kill my zombies. Kill my zombies with my flowers.
Oh, God. Zombies.
Mm-hmm. This is zombie.
I do like the packaging for the Plants vs. Zombies when you buy it individually. That is, we have a picture of that up, by the way, if you are checking out that story. The story I just read you is up on our site. It's a quick blurb. So I don't know what the deal is with these conference calls. Some of you men out there are just, I know it's business, and I know that you, I don't, you know, I don't understand. I don't understand this gaming site. Well, GI.biz, obviously you're a business site, so I could see the line of questioning, but I think we heard a couple of other people that actually run other kind of sites like ours, and gamers are really not interested in how much EA paid for PopCap. Really, just don't care. I just need to know if I can play.
No, we don't care. We just want to know whether or not we're still going to have our games.
That's pretty much it. That's why we were trying to ask the question, but they didn't want our questions.
No.
But we got it for you. We got it answered, and we'll keep asking. Did you say bastards?
And I almost did, and then I stopped myself. I was like, wait a minute.
Wow.
I almost did. I got the first three letters out, and I was like, wait a minute, Ginger, what are you saying?
Let me get country. They done irritated the Ginger.
Well, you know, EA's already kind of been that way towards us. So yeah. I'll just go with the whole stepsister mark. I'll leave the second part off.
They nicely answered our question. I wasn't expecting them to, so it was very nice that they responded. And quickly they did. Yeah, that was
nice.
So I thank you for answering. Yeah, we'll see if you continue this, whatever it is that's going on. Probably tomorrow they won't speak to us. They're the guy, you know, girls, that likes you when nobody's looking. Yeah, I'm comparing everything to men today. And no, I'm not mad at any man, just Comcast, but since we have this intimate relationship with my internet and my gaming, I'm treating you like a boyfriend. Yeah, but EA is a boyfriend.
Treating you like a boyfriend. Don't get me wrong.
That's right. So EA is the guy that only likes you when nobody's looking. So, Ginger, what you got?
Well, you know, you mentioned Ginger is annoyed. Ginger is annoyed. this morning. NBC, you and I, your Today Show? Oh, yes. Beyond the point that I would never watch that crap because it's just stupid. Let me help you out. All right. I am pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. NBC's Today Show calls 40-year-old gamers weird. I'm about to be a 30-year-old gamer, NBC, and Today Show, and beyond the point that I wouldn't watch you anyways, yeah, this is not making me happy. NBC's Today Show featured a segment this morning, actually it was yesterday's morning, The Other View, getting a guy's perspective on love, along with host Kathy Lee Gifford, Hoda Kotb, TV personality Don Douche.
I've watched that show before. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Yeah. They were asked to address several questions about relationships from a man's perspective. Douche is the host of the relationship show The Big Idea, where he doles out advice to men and women on a variety of topics. But the most important part of the segment, and relevant to our readership, is Douche's answer to the question, is it normal for men to play games in their 40s? According to the male equivalent of Dear Abby, when you're 30, there should be something more on your mind than video games. That's it. This is coming from Douche. The host agreed, calling it weird. Okay, so of course, if playing video games is weird, then there are an awful lot of weirdos in America. A recent NPD report said that the average gamer is male and 37 years old. So I guess the real weirdos are those people that don't play video games. In the 1950s, Douche's mom and dad probably would have called him a square. Yes, but if you want to head over to GamePolitics.com, they have the whole clip. You can watch it, video. And then if you're like me, I'm going to take the guy's face and I'm going to print it off and put it on a dartboard and have some fun. Because seriously, you just call me weird because I'm a gamer. No. I know there are a lot of y'all that are still closet gamers and don't want to admit to your coworkers and your friends and your families that you're gamers. You know what? Come out of the closet. It's fine. The water is fine. I promise. There are no sharks. There are some trolls, but that's okay. Just don't feed them.
As soon as I saw the name of the show, I know Kathy Lee Gifford is there, and I already know what's the deal with her.
She's a flipping bobblehead. Somebody just put a piece of duct tape over that woman's mouth, and let's be done with it.
She's just one of those people. I don't know. I can't even call her a 50s housewife because there were some 50s housewives that were pretty hip, you know, back in their day. She's just... Put it this way, she's like a 50s Mormon. That's a good one.
Yes. Knocking on your door, trying to shove their stuff down your throat. No, thank you.
Yeah, and offering you muffins. We made these muffins for the Lord. Okay, so I'm going to need her to go
That's
away.
That's good. Looks like he doesn't have much of an appetite. No thanks.
So what we say, guys, is go over there and post something. Tell them that we sent you, of course, because what we still have now are one of our next biggest battles that we're facing that's caused a lot of the problems, ironically enough, that we're having is that there is no major media outlet that covers gaming or anybody that's a part of these outlets that could cover gaming with any type of knowledge, know-how, understands it. And everybody tries. They try to get somebody in. Even our local station here, if you remember 2 years ago, we were down there regularly. Our disconnect is they didn't want to pay us. They wanted us to do a segment between the news and TMZ's show covering gaming, but they didn't want pay, so we were like, hell no.
No. If I'm going to put in that much time and have to get dressed up and look all pretty all the damn time, there better be some kind of payoff.
It is nothing short of trying to get into a fortress to get into a news station, really. I had to use the show ID no less than 4 times when you walk through the front door. Then there's another checkpoint. Then there's another checkpoint. And then they got to mic you. And then they got to make sure you put the mic on properly. And, oh, God, it's a lot of work to not get paid for. And it was fun to go down, but we wanted to be paid at least something. So they're trying, though. I give them credit. They were trying. They realized there's, you know, a disconnect. So the only thing that you guys can do to help that happen, not just get us there. We really don't care who's there. We prefer a woman, but somebody needs to be there. Go over to NBC and let them know this is not okay, especially those of you who are 40. Go over and tell them, yeah, I'm 40. I'm a mom. I'm a dad. You know, I'm a grandma. I know some grandmas on Facebook that can. And say, this is unacceptable for you to say something like this. We, you know, if you don't understand the community, then keep your damn mouth shut. I'm sorry. anyway, That was an irritating story. I got that last night from the girls over at womengamers.com. They put it up on Facebook. I was like, what the? What did you say about my people?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm about to be a 30-year-old gamer. I am not, all right, I may be a little bit weird, but not in that sense.
Everybody's weird. I don't know why they decided to
single. You know what? So what? I should be sitting at home watching the Kardashians or whatever stupid reality TV show there is at the time instead of playing video games?
I tell you what I posted. It said, apparently they are not aware of who really runs this mother. Gamers do. So you all need to pay attention. It's not you people that are afraid to touch your iPhone. And that's what I posted up on Facebook. It says, apparently they didn't get the memo about who runs the world because they don't know how to work their iPhone. These are the same people, y'all. They have an iPhone and they barely know how to dial on it, but they think we're weird. Think about that for a second before you get, you know, you start to feel down on yourself today about being a gamer. We're not the weird.
I don't feel down on myself. I think I'm awesome. Actually, no. Wait, let me rephrase this. I know I'm awesome.
Damn straight.
Mm-hmm. Geeks are the new jocks.
That's right. Get it straight, mm-hmm. NBC. All right. As soon as my page loads, I love you, Comcast. Not. This is going to be a short one, so if Ginger doesn't mind, I'll do two quick ones. Sony. Lovely people at Sony. They're doing good. It's nothing bad. They have committed $20 million to make PlayStation exclusive over the next 3 years. Get the exclusives back. The investment, of course, is an extension of the PUP Fund, which was first announced back in 2009 and now includes first-party as well as third-party projects. Exclusive titles for the PlayStation Network have included Joe Danger, Burn, Zombie Burn. I already want to play that. Flower and the Pixel Junk title. While the PlayStation Network is currently available on PlayStation 3 and PSP, Sony is intending to extend the service to include Blu-ray TV and other home devices. Ooh, this is going to be a juicy fight, too. Oh, my God. I cannot wait till about September or October, August, you know, somewhere in there. Actually, October is going to be right about the time. It's going to explode. Okay.
Yes.
Comcast, they are coming for you. The minute somebody else offers some cable, we are so gone. I will break contract and out of here.
So gone. I don't care if I have to pay more at this point. You can offer me a decent internet connection that's not down every 5 minutes like it is again. So I'm having to do the show from my phone. Thank you, people.
Yep.
This is getting ridiculous.
Old.
All right.
I got one more.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, because I love simulators.
Ooh, what you got?
Well, people in Lithuania, am I saying that right? Lithuania, are going to play the Russian Sim Hospital game.
Yay.
Wait to play. I don't even care if it's in English. I'll learn it. It's basically a social game. It's being produced by Russia's game developer Red Spell, which was released in Lithuania's social network. Their social network is not Facebook. It's called 1.LT, iJet Media, which is an international social games distribution network, and it also acts as a publisher. It's exactly iJet Media. Wait a minute. Okay. Somebody that wasn't speaking English wrote this. they released Sim Hospital earlier on DrawGem, Friendster, Netlog, LocalListen, LiveJournal, and VZ Networks. I didn't know LiveJournal had games now.
Didn't know that either.
That's interesting. Nowadays, of course, iJet Media is among the top three providers of social games for 1.LT in terms of the number of applications, rather, and it takes the first place in terms of audience, DAU in particular. Sim Hospital is a business simulator. I love it. The user develops her own, they say his, but I'm going to put her in, her own hospital and does her best to make it the largest and most profitable hospital. She then expands and equips rooms, hires doctors, organizes medical research, and watches over every patient, makes sure they get timely and high-quality medical help. I love it. I can't wait to play. in June, of course, 1LT had an audience totaling more than 600,000 MAU, which is about Lithuanian internet users. iJet Media is expected to publish also Wild West Trains on their network, and they recently released Farm Frenzy, which I have been seeing on Facebook, ironically enough. They recently released it and has managed to become one of the most popular social games on this network, and it is pretty good. as far as web-based simulators go. I always forget about them. iJet Media, of course, is the world's largest one of the world's largest distribution networks and publishers of social games. Bless you. And the company's portfolio contains several dozens of social games, which the overall includes about 70 million users. And with the help of its own technological platform, iJet Media publishes independent development applications in more than 30 social networks around the world. They do have a Twitter. It's iJet Media. They got a Facebook, too. iJet Media. They got a LinkedIn, if you like that. You can find them on LinkedIn. I won't tell you that. And, of course, their own site is i-jet.ru. I know that sounds like a fake URL. It is. I'm checking it right now. Yes, it goes to an actual page. It is not in English. I want to stress that. But you don't need to be able to read it to understand pictures. But you can still play, because I'm going to play.
Very nice.
Very nice.
All right. What have I got? This one actually riled me up. Let me see. Uh-oh. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. They pulled it from GamesIndustry.biz.
Mm-hmm.
Silicon Sisters, women are rarely in decision-making roles.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Silicon Sisters co-founder Brenda Bailey, oh, I'm going to kill your name, girl. I'm sorry. Gershkovich?
Oh, I can't help you. I don't know her.
Believes that the video game industry still has a long way to go when it comes to figuring out what women want from video games. Speaking to GamesIndustry.biz from the company's Vancouver studio, Gershkovich said that the higher proportion of female gamers on platforms like the Wii and Facebook is a good thing, but still feels that women are still being shortchanged when it comes to gaming experiences that fully appeal to them. She goes on to say, there are a lot of examples of successful games in the casual and social sphere that are connecting with women. We know the numbers, over 50% of casual players are women, and some people are saying that on Facebook it's closer to 70%. So clearly they are connecting. But how deeply and how much are they playing? These games are superficially connecting, and they're connecting because they're smaller games that don't have a huge barrier to playing them. And that way, there's some success. But in terms of real gameplay and real mechanics designed for women, I don't think we've solved that yet. Gershkovich went on to say that during her career working for other game studios, she was often one of the only two or three women in a group of 40. Being in the minority means having less of an influence on the games that are made by these studios. Gershkovich's comments are echoed by Clint Hawking earlier this month in a recent column for Edge magazine, and Silicon Sisters COO Kristen Forbes said that they have been following that conversation with great interest. Gershkovich added, we're trying to build games with a female sensibility. It's not impossible that men can build games for women, of course, but most men that go into video games build games that they want to play. Not as much games for their sisters. My view is that most of that has been done from a male perspective. It's important to ask what those games might have looked like if there had been females in design decision-making roles. That's a really crucial missing piece. You have women on teams, but rarely in decision-making roles. That's the idea we wanted to play with. What would they look like? Gershkovich admits that no one has really figured all this out. She suggests that the development process is iterative, so that every new game is based in part on the games that came before it. You look at the games that are being made, and you made additions to that. You take a mechanic from this game or an idea from that game, and you add a different narrative. Everything is building on something else. Very flipping true. Gershkovich also concerned that the majority of games for women are too shallow to hold their interest for long.
Amen.
Very mm-hmm. But says that the first studio to properly serve the audience will reap the rewards. We developed something we call the Girls Gaming Bible. Girls Gaming Bible. We were able to identify particular things that mainly girls enjoy. There are a number of them, and some are checked off in social and casual realms. But there's a whole bunch that aren't. And I think the games that can include these things, that can create a much deeper connection to women and girls, will be hugely successful, whether smaller games or AAA games. This is real science behind the reasons why women aren't connecting with games. We're trying to understand it all and see what applies. She's got a point, I guess. I'm not much for social. I play a couple of casual games, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The games that are considered more for the girlies, I'm not too much into. So I don't really have an opinion here, but I do see that a lot of girls that I've met that are trying to get into gaming a little bit, understand it a little bit more because their husbands, their kids, their boyfriends, whoever plays, and they're getting into these social games because they are easy, but they're not really drawn into it. Even with my own mother who is getting into games, and woman, please, for the love of God, get away from Farmville. It's not a game. It's not a game.
They always start there. It's kind of like a gateway drug. It's a gateway drug.
Yes, it is a gateway drug. If I can get her into an actual MMO, it'd be so nice.
Now, I'm actually posting, I'm posting over on Games Industry while Ginger is saying this. Ironically, she has great points, and this is something that I have been complaining about for the past 8 going on 9 years since we've been doing Gaminatrix, is that there's not enough women in the industry and there's not enough women media side in we've written articles. I said, I don't know if it's a conspiracy. I don't know what it is. But I have heard to my face, women don't play games. Your site's a niche site. Since we started revamping, and we're still revamping because I'm usually changing something every day to make the experience, you know, easier to get through. Mm-hmm. We now have an audience, which is what I was trying to get to over the past 8 years. Our audience is over 90% female for the site, period.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, even though we're not getting a million unique hits today, but still I can trace that our audience is female. That proves women need something media-wise, gaming-wise, that is theirs. And it is not, I see one developer here saying, let's not forget Nintendogs. Again, I knew just as many men that were playing Nintendogs. It's what she's saying is the mindset is something you can't do because you're just not a woman. There's some things you can't step in, you know, you can't step into the shoes of a woman without being a woman sometimes. It's not always true, but some of you out there, the people that are developing the bigger games, they can't. They don't have any comprehension of what a woman wants, and to them, they think it's all frilly, it's pink, or it's, you know, she must want Barbie stuff, or she must want games about clothes. Let's not be hasty. I do love a game with some clothes in it, but I'm one of those, you know, oddities. I like simulators. A business simulator is just, I will play it for hours. But it changes day to day. I also love to blow up stuff. But if I'm going to be shooting stuff, I want a female character to do it with, not a guy.
Yes.
And I always say I think a lot of the industry is short-sighted in that they don't think about the stories that they could do if they just put a woman lead in. I always go back to GTA again because it's a great story and Rockstar is great at doing games. If you put a woman in the lead, there's so many other storylines that you can explore that you can't do with a man. Maybe something happened to her child, or maybe she has to save her child. And to a woman, we like a good story. That would so pull us in. You know how many more women you'd have playing GTA? Just changing the lead character and making a compelling storyline like that. So I think the switch in the men's heads is off right now. They're not thinking clearly. Get some more women on your development team, and let's do this. Again, it's not always pink and frilly. Fallen Earth, their team, what is it? They said 85% women, and
mm-hmm.
Fallen Earth is epic.
It is anything
epic.
But pink and frilly.
No, there is no pink and frilly in there. Period. Tell you, my girl got some mohawk.
Oh yeah. Yes, yes. I mean, Snow still managed to make her somehow beautifully awesome. I haven't quite figured out how she managed to do that.
In a few hours is what killed me. From the time she logged in and she came riding up on the horse, I was like, this heifer is matching.
What's
her
hot?
Clothes are pretty.
What the hell?
And she looks dangerous and hot. She's got her machete
mm-hmm.
in one hand and she's riding the horse. Like, what's up, y'all? Let's go kill
mm-hmm.
something. Y'all look good. Like, how did you do that? Oh, I made the clothes. Here, you want a pattern? Oh, God.
She did too. I was like, what in the world? How did you?
She goes, tell me. Oh,
let me know if you're listening.
She's like, you look busted. Let me make you some new pants. I will never forget that.
You did too. I'm like, wow.
So
I love Snow. Snow's awesome.
Yes, we're all awesome. You didn't know?
So yes, we are. We are all awesome.
We forever hope that the gaming industry, the men will catch up. They're so slow. You guys are so slow.
So slow. So slow.
It takes you forever to understand. Nope.
All right.
It's my
you
turn.
And I were both Netflix. Oh, is it your turn? Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
It is my turn. Well, the GEO people, I don't know who they are, but we're going to find out here in just a second. And you're going to find out with me. They're announcing a partnership with Team Infused. They proudly announced. official partnership with Team Infused of the UK today. They're saying, being a strong believer and member of esports, Geel is determined to further contribute in the vast gaming community and the professional gaming scene through this newly established partnership with Team Infused. In the next few months, Geel and the team will be organizing activities and hosting of tournaments with tons of giveaways and prizes. We like those words. To be won, including the top line of Geel hardware, hardcore gaming memory kits. Geel, and that's G-E-I-L. I could be saying it wrong, but oh well. They're saying they've always been committed to strive for the best of products and service for customers and gamers alike. Aren't that the same? Anyway, and we are honored to be able to work with Team Infused, who takes pride in what they do and strive for excellence. Geel believes the feeling is mutual. As Infused management nicely put it, everyone at Infused is very proud to be representing a great brand like Geel, and together we'll continue growing as an organized organization and supporting the e-good scene where possible. Has anybody out there heard of these people before?
No.
They say they're European, and we all know the European market is blowing up. Oh, they have a nice sign. It's rather loud. It's very loud. Okay, apparently it looks like they sell memory and things. Yeah. They look awesome. Okay.
Memory?
This is what's on their front page. It's memory sticks. Is anybody else out there remember before they had the little covers on memory sticks? I'm so happy they did that. Do you know how many sticks of memory I killed putting in my computer before they put those on? They would hand them to me in the store, and I would shock them. I'm going to need you to take this back. It's dead.
It's dead. I already know it is. It's dead.
How do you know? Because I just shocked it. It's dead. Trust me, it's dead. You can test it if you want, but I'm telling you, it's dead. All right. So you people out there, that one was kind of short, if you don't mind, Ginger. I'm going to jump in and do this one real quick. For some reason, you people that are visiting our site have some serious obsessions with Pocky Ninja. So I'm going to give you an update. They confirmed that their Naruto Bleach-inspired MMORPG Pocky Ninja will see the infamous Jinchuriki warriors with tailed beasts trapped inside them. I know you're yelling at me. I didn't say it right. Stop it. July 15th marks another huge revolution for Pocky Ninja. Their browser-based brawler, inspired by fan-favorite anime series Naruto and Bleach, the long-sealed tailed beasts of Naruto fame are starting to awaken, unleashing power Jinchuriki ninjas across the land. Known for driving the force behind Naruto's pilot, the tailed beasts are giant demons that represent living forms of chakra, bestowing them with powers far greater than most ninjas can ever imagine. The Jinchuriki, literally meaning power of human sacrifice, or humans with the powers of tailed beasts sealed within them. These ninjas have the potential to be even more powerful than the tailed beasts themselves, thanks to possessing the intelligence to effectively use the powers that the beasts lacked. The dismal war that ravaged Pocky Ninja's land has awakened the spiritual creatures from their slumber, who have decided to join players in the confrontation against the dark forces. This, of course, means more treasures are reachable, more powers are available, and the most powerful outfit to hit the MMORPG yet is to be introduced. Ooh, powerful clothes, always good. Drawing upon the strength of nine-tailed demons sealed within him, Kyuubi Naruto is potentially invincible. You can go invincible, yes. The trailer for this, breathe, people, you out there that love Naruto, breathe, it's okay. There is a new trailer, which I'm going to add to our channel. You can watch it on the front page here in just a short bit, but you won't actually get to see the little, oh, there's another thing, I'm sorry, there's a dragon pet as well. I'm not going to tell you anymore. You could go read about it at the site, but you could watch the trailer. That'll be up in our channel. You can watch that in just a minute. That sounds exciting. I just don't have the time to play.
Yes, totally understand.
Why do people keep loving our Pocky Ninja today? They are loving it. Every time I check the Pocky Ninja story, it's like crazy.
Yes.
They know something.
Man, there's so much bad news today. I don't know.
It's bad news? You got bad news?
Did you hear about Netflix? Because you're a Netflix user, right?
No, I'm not, but I have relatives that come over and we share the Netflix, so what's going on?
GamePolitics.com, big changes for Netflix subscribers September 1st. Netflix is sending out an email alert to customers who have Streaming Plus DVD plans, letting them know that things will change on September 1st. the popular entertainment streaming company said that it plans to separate disc-based DVD plans from its unlimited streaming plans. Netflix says that it is doing this to better reflect the cost of each. As an example, someone who has a $19.99 a month membership for unlimited streaming and three discs at a time will be split up into two distinct plans. Plan 1 will be unlimited streaming with no DVDs for $7.99 a month, and Plan 2, unlimited DVDs three out at a time, no streaming, for $15.99 a month. That means
God.
You're going to take your price up from $19.99 to $23.98 a month total for both if you're going to want to keep both.
Well,
I just have the streaming. I don't have the DVDs, but yeah.
I don't have either, and now I'm not going at all.
Yeah. They do have some other plans, and it looks like their prices may be changing as well. Oh, they also say, don't forget, taxes applicable. But unlimited streaming plus one DVD out at a time is $15.98 a month. Unlimited streaming and two DVDs at a time is $19.98 a month. Unlimited streaming and three DVDs out at a time is going to be $23.98. And for unlimited streaming and four DVDs out at a time, it's going to be $29.98 a month. Yeah.
How do you feel about that, teacher?
I stream movies from Netflix, so this isn't going to really affect me because, I mean, if I want to rent something, I'll just go down to Hastings or Redbox or something, A, because I don't want to have to wait to go get my movie. If I'm wanting to watch it, I want to go watch it now. I'm kind of one of those impatient people.
Yes, true.
But for those of you who do use this kind of service, and I have lots of friends who do, I can see being unhappy about this. But
good.
I think this is, no, it's not. And so what, you get three movies for $15.99 a month. How much is it to rent the movie at Redbox?
$2.
$2. So $6 for three movies, where you're paying $15.99 for three. No.
Well, here's the deal with Redbox. And yes, I'm still working on you guys' thing about the Redbox versus getting it from Gamefly. Is you if you keep it beyond 9 o'clock that next day, then you have to pay another $2. But still, that's cheaper than
Yeah. And if you get up just 5 minutes early, you can swing by and drop it off before you hit work.
No, it's 9 p.m. It's 9 p.m., actually.
Oh, 9 p.m. Oh,
yeah,
9 p.m. Oh,
account.
Well, see.
Yeah. It took into account that people are not going to want to be returning movies at, 9 o'clock in the morning. But 9 o'clock at night, you got time to eat and maybe watch it again and then go and drop it back off.
Take your kids to whatever practice they need to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in between chauffeuring, as you just swing by and ta-da.
Drop it off and keep it moving. I don't know. I think this is going to hurt Netflix. I sincerely do.
Yeah.
Part of the reason why people love them so much is, I stream my movies. And then with the bill that we keep harping that you guys pay attention to every day could get really,
mm-hmm.
really bad for them if this bill manages to pass, which we hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
Means, the people can't share their Netflix. This is not good. I'm sorry, y'all, with the Netflix. I really am. I don't stream
mm-hmm.
nothing. Well, I do, but it's not. It's Netflix. It's we get it, and then you stream and you go. There's quite a few other services in Netflix. Everybody always harps about on them, but there's other people. Even HBO now is offering, and Comcast, even though they're screwed up, allows a rental. A lot more time, and you can do as many as you want as long as you got the money. I think it lasts two to three days or something like that, or 4 days. You rent it, and you can stream it. If you rent it from Comcast, this is one of the good things they have. If you rent it from them on your cable box, you can stream it anywhere in your house for, I think, up to 4 days. So if you have a PC, you have an iPad, you have your phone, you can stream it and just kind of watch it everywhere. Like Ginger was saying, you're at the practice with your kids, you decide you want to watch a movie, you sit there, you stream it, you have to stop it, and when you get home, you pick it up again on your computer or on the box or, wherever you want to.
Yeah.
Play it at. So, Netflix, stop it. This is not working for you. It's not working for me, and I don't even have it.
I know.
I was thinking about it, and I'm not. I'm gone. Sorry, I lost a customer before you had one. Not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Get them, Ginger.
I don't know. It's your turn to get them.
No, I was telling you to get them because you have Netflix.
Oh, I'll get them. I will get them. I mean, because we do. We don't rent the movies from, I mean, we don't get, like, the actual discs, but we stream their videos here all the time, constantly, constantly.
Boo.
So,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I would if Time Warner was quit being douche nozzle.
That B word? That B word that we can't say during the day?
I went with something else this time, yeah.
I know, I heard your head. I heard it.
I hate you. And I'm sitting here watching it go up and down. I think it's been up and down like 6 times since the show started, so.
There are people listening to the news going, they are grumpy today. Mm-hmm.
There is some bad news all over the place today. Bad, bad news.
Well, it's not all bad. I have some, I don't know if this
could be. You got some good news?
I don't know if it could be considered good, but we'll find out here in a second as soon as I tell you. Okay, well, those of you who like Guild Wars and you live over in the UK, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Guild Wars 2 will be playable at the Eurogamer Expo this year. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's just been announced that Guild Wars 2, the new MMORPG from NCSoft, will be playable at the Expo this September. Who is being developed by ArenaNet. Remember those people? They're saying it's an
epic.
They thought they went away for good. They're saying it's an epic adventure set in the fantasy world of Tyria. Also appearing at the expo, the only event of its kind in the UK will be Square Enix's Final Fantasy. Let me see. 10, 11, 12, 13-2. And ID Software's Rage in playable form, as well as a host of exciting new games from EA, Konami, and Namco Bandai. The best of independent development will also be on show at the Eurogamer Expo Indie Arcade. This is going to be presented by Sega. Sega!
Sega! That's so awesome.
Or Sega, depending on when you were born. It's an awesome show from the awesome site, and they're saying they're thrilled to be part of the 2011 Eurogamer Expo. That's from Veronique Lallier, NCSoft Managing Director of Publishing for Europe. I love her name. I love the name Veronique. Okay, so they're saying they'll be able to give gamers the opportunity to play the latest version of Guild Wars for themselves, and whether you're a noob or a diehard fan, they're sure that you're going to love it. Again, the Eurogamer Expo takes place between September 22nd to the 25th, I can't talk today, at London's Earls Court, and is expected to attract around 30,000 attendees from all over the UK. Gamesindustry.biz is also going to be holding a career fair at the show. If you need a job and you're over in the UK, or maybe you just want to move there, make sure you sign up for or go by their booth to get a job.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody send me a ticket so I can go sign up and go do that.
I'm not allowed in the UK.
I wouldn't know why.
You hush up.
two little, wait, what?
You know, I'm going to cut y'all. I'm going to cut y'all.
No, but you know you love the accent.
I do. Lovely accent.
Collect them all.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, how's the necklace doing?
Well, my voice sounds so bad. Tight. Okay. It's way too tight. All right.
So are we ready for a break?
Actually, we are, amazingly enough. Wow, that's interesting. I hate you, Comcast. My emails are actually coming through blank.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Freaking blank. Well, we're going to go ahead and take us a quick break, people, before I turn this on, just in case Comcast gets crazy. Remember, you know where to find us, GamerGirlsRadio.com, GamingMatrix.com, or here on Blog Talk.
Second Life.
Twitter, Facebook, Rome Rising, which I tried to play last night. Comcast wouldn't let me. Find us. You know where to find us. And Comcast.
Yes, we do.
Girls, who run the world, girls, 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 girls,
if you hate me, that's my part. That's very much a woman's personality. I hope you like me. And then again, I don't care. Hate me. Okay, so.
Yeah, that does sound like something I said.
I think I'm going to add that to my profile like everywhere. Well, Ginger's going to hate me, but I have to say about this one, because after all the hoopla surrounding EA yesterday, people have kind of overlooked something that happened. Well, they're going to overlook what's happened this morning. This is from website called the6axis.com. Yes. EA is closing 17 online game servers. Do you guys want to know the games? It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. Army of Two for PS3 and Xbox 360. The Army of Two demo for Xbox 360. Battlefield 2142, the demo for PC. Battlefield 2 Modern Combat for Xbox 360. Battlefield 2 Modern Combat demo for Xbox 360. Medal of Honor Airborne. That one hurts me. I love me some Medal of Honor. For PlayStation Portable. Medal of Honor Heroes 2 for PlayStation Portable. And Wii. NASCAR 09. Somebody just dropped their beer when I said that. For PlayStation 3. Xbox.
Somebody just dropped their beer. Nice.
So the NASCAR is for PS3 and Xbox. NCAA Basketball 10 for PlayStation 3. You sit down. It's okay. Sit down. You right there. For this PlayStation and the Xbox, NCAA Football 10 for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Ooh, Need for Speed Most Wanted for PC and Xbox 360. Need for Speed Undercover for PlayStation Portable. And some people are going to be upset about this next one. Skate is gone. PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Tiger Woods PGA Tour 10 for all consoles. Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11 demo for the PS3 and Xbox 360. And on October the 1st, the servers for Madden NFL 10 for PlayStation 3 and 360 and NHL 10 for PlayStation 3 and 360 will be shut down. EA claims that these servers only represent 1% of peak game playing time, and that needs to shut them down to save on maintenance costs. You can go over to the6axis.com to check it out, or you can check it out on there. Well, I don't think we can give you this link, but it's hurtful. I'm very sorry. They've actually shut down a few things. Oh, they shut out Burnout Revenge. I didn't even know Burnout Revenge was still online, because we stopped playing it a while back. I will be playing it again, though. I did tell y'all, bring it. I'm ready. This new one that's coming out, it's on. Ginger, bring it.
Yes.
You like PvP? I'm PvP with a car. Oh, my God.
Oh, that could be fun. That could be fun.
Yes, I'm good for ramming some people into some concrete or metal pillars. You won't even see it coming. We'll be driving and you think it's all cool. All of a sudden, bam, explosion.
Bam. That's hot.
See, she thinks it's hot. That's why you like playing games with girls. We get joy out of the destruction we cause, not anger.
Yeah. You guys would
get angry and start talking about people and their moms and all this stuff. We're laughing. It is hilarious. It's fun.
No way. I'm laughing and I'm trying to find out how you did it so I can return the favor.
I will tell you how I did it before you ever even played the game. My eyesight before I had LASIK was so bad that the things that normally are easy for everybody else to see were hard for me to see, and the reverse. So when we go into tunnel vision, when we're going that fast, I could see everything perfect. So I know just at the right moment to tap you, bam, when we're passing the pillar to run you into it. That was my secret. I don't know now. I had LASIK. I may not be able to play like that anymore. I can't snipe with a pistol anymore. I used to be able to. That's bad, huh?
Yeah, that is bad.
I can't snipe with a pistol anymore. I have to learn how to be a sniper with the actual sniper gun now. It's sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
What you got, Ginger May?
I've got the Catherine demo.
Really?
Yes, Catherine demo out now. It's a bit of a tease, they say. They say you know you want to try it.
Ew, where is it?
That's hot. Atlas Today released the official demo for Catherine, the upcoming action-adventure puzzle game for PlayStation 3 Computer Entertainment Center, PS3, and the Xbox 360. yeah, the demo is available now via Xbox Live, initially only to Gold members, and PlayStation Network. offers players a tantalizing glimpse into the game's breathtaking amalgam of themes and genres. The demo, which takes players on a relatively brief tour of Catherine's introductory sequence, touches on almost all of these facets. The story, a crucial part of the game experience, is told via both stunning anime by Studio 4°C and beautifully rendered in in-engine cutscenes. The game reaches its first emotional climax just at the conclusion of the demo, establishing the game's narrative impetuous and leaving players yearning for more. With an equal sampling of story, gameplay, and exceptional visual appeal, the Catherine demo promises to give curious fans answers to their lingering questions and plenty of reasons to purchase the full game. All right, I don't know who you wrote this, but you'll need to farm. The full game upon its release later this month. Catherine is currently scheduled to release on July 26, 2011 for PlayStation 3 and Xbox, with an MSRP of $59.99 for the Standard Edition and $79.99 for the Limited Run Love is Over Deluxe Edition, available at participating retailers while supplies last. Fans are encouraged to pre-order at participating retailers to receive the Catherine Sound Disc and Art Book, a free extra available to customers who reserve either the Standard or Deluxe Edition of the game for either platform. If you want more information, you can head over to GamingAgeTricks.com. It is like the one of two stories I was able to get posted this morning before Time Warner decided to be not nice people. GamingAgeTricks.com. Go check it out. I've even got a video up, and it's hot. But if you don't want to do that, which you really should, so GamingAgeTricks.com, you can head over to CatherineTheGame.com. But wow. Seriously, GamingAgeTricks.com. Where do you want to go see it? We got fluffy cakes.
What?
What?
Who's got fluffy cakes?
I didn't say nothing.
Yes, you did.
We do.
Yeah, we do. Now, I want some of you to sit down. Guess what's back?
What's that?
Cooking Mama.
Oh, no. Are we going to lose you again, Corey?
You might. This is a wintertime game, and it's coming out winter, which is bad. Oh, Jesus. I will be in a corner. I have a corner in my house. Those of you who've been here know the corner I'm speaking of, where there's a beautiful chair and it's got a plug in it. I have a perfect view of the whole house, and it's near the kitchen, and it's just lovely. It's warm back there when it's cold, and I just sit back there and play. I can see the TV. It's good signal for the laptops and all the digital wireless things. Oh, it's lovely. Anyway, Cooking Mama is going to be called Indoor and Outdoor. Can't wait to play this. Okay, so Cooking Mama 4 is going to be for 3DS, and also Cooking Mama World Outdoor Adventures for DS. So every gamer's favorite domestic goddess is back in the kitchen working her magic, and this time the kitchen gloves are off in an all-new outdoor environment. Mama returns to do what she does best, turning budding chefs into culinary artists for the first time in 3D via the unique 3DS display in Cooking Mama 4. Hundreds of new dishes are available to master and now combine into new creation. Ooh, that's going to be fun. Certain combinations will unlock new recipes and mini-games, challenging players to engage their kitchen creativity as well as their chopping skills, and up to four players can compete. Oh, that's going to be hot. To chase high scores and topple existing records in challenge mode. In Cooking Mama World Outdoor Adventures, you can join Mama and her family as they explore Adventure Island through hundreds of outdoor mini-games, 38 stages, and untold treasure and secrets to uncover. Five areas on the island contain a variety of challenges, including cooking, cutting, and peeling fruit, grilling fish, and clams on the barbecue. And creating a spider catcher craft in it, and build a bonfire action. Catch fish, hit a ginger, catch fish, cut down trees, and pick flowers. Yes, and you'll probably have to cook it too. You can answer. You might have to cook it and clean it and all that stuff. You also have to identify jungle objects and creatures. Players will be able to decorate their base camp with treasure they uncover on the island and create their own camping picture book to document their discoveries. Okay, I think y'all went overboard with that. So they said our longest standing relationship with Cooking Mama Limited has made Mama a symbol of our company and flagship franchise for our business, commented Ralph Pitt Stanley, the commercial director for 505 Games. These new announcements in the series are always a pillar event in our release calendar, and with Mama's long-awaited appearance on 3DS, this year will be no exception. Both Cooking Mama 4
4 for 3DS, and Cooking Mama World Outdoor Adventures for DS will be released this winter in time for the holidays. But for more information, you can go to 505games.co.uk, or if you are needing to have some Cooking Mama in your life, like right now, you can play on Facebook. I've tried to stay away from it because, yeah, I get lost, and I know some of you don't get it, but you got to play it on the 3DS or a DS to get it. Go pick up the first one, and I want you to play for 30 minutes and tell me you're not hooked. it's those damn potatoes.
No, you can't make me, because I know if I start playing, you will never get me away.
I am telling you this. Oh, it's the potato peeling that gets me. The potato peeling. There is a con, and I know some of you are like, peeling potatoes isn't, I don't know why that should just sound so, that sounds dumb. I promise you.
That does sound dumb.
I promise you. And there are guys.
If you see how high my eyebrows are sitting right now as you're talking about peeling potatoes in a game.
I know. I told you. I have told you guys. It's going to get you. I would like to thank Miss PMS Kitty, a.k.a. Chloe Brown, for addicting me to Cooking Mama. She said rice is where she got me. Apparently, I don't know how to cook rice. And I was like, rice? Rice? So I get to cook rice. Wait a minute. I got to cook. How do you cook it? That's what gets you curiosity. And yes.
No.
And I cannot wait to see what it does on the... I'm waiting to see what happens on the 3DS when it's... since it has the motion capabilities, you know, where you move it. Because you couldn't do that with the DS. Or you could with some games, but not with this particular one. But I'm guessing, because whenever you do the rice in the original one, you had to try to... you know, swish it around to wash it. I bet now you actually have to move it to wash it. That's going to be fun. And pouring things will be interesting. I know it sounds boring. I'm telling you, it is addictive. I need to go play some Cooking Mama now. Damn it.
I might have to try it.
It's just like I might. Fishing. That's all I got to say.
Just for fishing, though.
Just for fishing. Yeah, you're going to want to cook it after you're done. I don't know why you're trying to resist. It's futile. They're going to get you. Okay, we're going to go because it's almost that time.
Yeah, and I wasn't really looking forward to having to pronounce the name of this next one, so yeah.
Well, if you really want to, Ginger.
No.
Yes,
no.
You do. Come on, Ginger.
All right, the trials and tribulations of getting a Colbert Report game started. This is coming from GamePolitics.com.
Colbert Report,
April, yes. Different joys, right? Yeah. This name, Prithvi Virasinghe, creative director at Comedy Central's internal game studio, would like to see a game based on Attack Jensen, a character created on Comedy Central's Colbert Report. Speaking to Joystick, Virasinghe said that Attack Jensen and the Colbert Report are subjects he'd like to make into games. Naturally, such games would require the green light from Colbert and the network. He goes on to say, I've honestly tried to do this many, many times. One of the ideas we had for Colbert was we wanted to do Colbert Quest, which was kind of like an homage to the Police Quest or Space Quest games. Apparently, his team at 345 even went as far as to put together a design treatment for Colbert Quest, which he detailed by saying, you're sort of in this world that's humor-based, kind of situational and quest-based, and it would have Colbert as some sort of overlord of this domain. Unfortunately, the Colbert-themed point-and-click game was ultimately shot down by Comedy Central executives. Despite the setbacks, Virasinghe says, I hope I'm saying your name right, dude, says that he isn't giving up. He, Colbert, does have this other character, Tech Jansen, which would really make sense. There's so much stuff we could do with Tech. If I got my hands on Tech, I'd have a ball. Of course, before such a game could be made, 345 Games has to do well with its current development project, a game adaptation of Ugly Americans. That game is set to launch later this summer.
Good.
Virasinghe explains, hopefully this game does well. It creates some breathing room for us to think a little bigger and maybe even attract the Colbert into wanting to do something. I hope I said your name right. If I didn't, my bad.
Well, Colbert is Colbert. He's French.
Colbert.
Colbert. He's
Colbert.
Okay. Yeah, it's time to go.
It is. It's time to go.
It's time to go.
See, I don't watch TV, so I don't know how to pronounce the name.
Wow, I love when stuff just picks up on the... Don't you love that? Stuff just picks up? Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we are out of here. We will see you guys tomorrow, a little bit later tomorrow at noon, providing we don't lose our Ginger. She doesn't kill anybody. We may have to bail her out of jail or something.
No. But we will be here at noon. At noon. She's just being a little bit difficult lately. That's all.
She said she's been a little bit difficult lately. Oh, good Lord. This is for you, Comcast.
You will be running forever.
Oh, no, you did.
Until
no,
I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm a mercenary. You ain't got a prayer. You owe me.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh, no. You didn't pay me what you owe.
You try to trap me, then you bust a cap in my ass.
Oh no, you didn't.
Such humiliation will bring annihilation at last.
Oh no, you didn't.
It will be delicious when
oh,
I get
no,
vicious
you didn't.
Tomorrow.
Oh no, you didn't.
Miss Chin.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah.